Thank you, Siobhan. Well, over the last couple of weeks, we've been looking at possible business opportunities for people in Russia. But what about the Irish in business who have made Russia their home? In his final report from Moscow, Dermot Fleming has been finding out what life is like for those who've taken the plunge east.
There's an awful lot of oil fields in Russia scattered all over the country, and also a lot of gas fields. So I've had plenty of challenging work to do while I've been here.
About the only thing in common with John Gallivan's native Kildare and where he works in the wild Siberian oil fields is probably the flat landscape. A scientist, he's found himself in some harsh and remote places, but with warm company in a cold climate.
Most of these places are oil towns. Towns of 100,000 people because there are so many oil fields.
And what's it like there? What's the crack like in some of these towns? Is it good or is it pretty grim?
Oh, it's pretty good because the people there are nearly all migrants who have come from other parts of Russia, many from Ukraine also. Someone coming from, like me, from Ireland, they would regard us as interesting to relate to, and they were very sociable and very friendly towards us. So we always had a lot of good times when we weren't working in those towns.
Back in a vibrant bar in Moscow's neon-lit city centre, Dubliner John DeLargy is blasting out a Russian rock classic with not a hint of an Irish accent. But the rock and roll and singing is strictly for fun. The day job sees him heading up the Russian operations of Irish software firm MX. Balancing work and play is essential, he says, in a country where socialising is part of the business culture.
The energy in the city is quite addictive, really. You know, I mean, everything is 24 hours. There's certainly a thriving nightlife. The hotels are great, the restaurants, the bars. Everything is very impressive, much grander scale than it is at home.
I know of some people who've come out here, expats, who've maybe crashed and burned because they haven't known moderation in the evenings. Is that a factor for people coming out to work here because the city is so full on?
There's so many things going on and you're invited to so many different events that you need to be careful because a lot of it is networking. You got to get out and diversify your network and meet different people. I think some people do get carried away with it. Everything in moderation.
The lines between work and socialising can sometimes blur in Russia, and that's nothing to do with long vodka toasts or late nights. Investing time is vital to building business relationships with Russians, says Galway-born electronics engineer Denis Sugru, who's been operating there since Soviet days.
The people who have failed are the people who haven't put enough time in the ground here. And once you build that relationship, it's extremely powerful and very long-lasting. My experience with business is that once a Russian businessman or company begins to do business and you do a good job, it will last forever.
Russia's political past influences relationships too, says longtime Moscow resident Dave Pierce, originally from Skerries, County Dublin. He makes his living breaking the ice with Russians, introducing foreign businesses wanting to break into the market.
Russians, they find it very difficult to accept somebody initially. They're always a little bit reserved. It goes back to the old Sovietic times when they didn't trust anybody, especially a Westerner. So some of them are still a little apprehensive about taking somebody in. If you have a good Russian friend, he is better than anyone else, believe you me.
Grace Cudahy from Cork, who works in journalism in the city, says Ireland is positively viewed by Russians, but more should be done to boost trade.
A lot of Russians, when you say you're from Ireland, they just think immediately Guinness, whiskey, Irish pubs. There's no bad associations. And there are a lot of Russians who are interested in Irish culture, like Irish dancing, Irish music.
Do you think enough is being done to promote Russian-Irish relations?
No, I don't at all. I mean, I think there's so much opportunity here for everything Irish. I mean, I don't think it's really being promoted enough.
Over 1,000 Russians taking part in a monster ceilidh in Moscow. These are now huge in the city, just as Irish dancing has become across the country, with scores of dance schools run by Russians from the Black Sea to Siberia. Russian goodwill towards Ireland and Irish culture is a bridge for trade which shall be developed much more, says Moscow-based businessman Hugh McEnany, originally from Armagh.
When I meet people and they hear I'm from Ireland, they say, oh, you're from Ireland. So they might say something like Roy Keane, or they might say something like Guinness, but in terms of culture and in terms of character, I think there are a lot of similarities between the Irish and the Russians, and I think there are links that need to be developed upon as well. We have an Irish Film Festival here every year, we have an Irish Week here every year. There's a lot of room for further development in culture and indeed in business as well, just to explore the links that can be developed upon between Ireland and Russia. Definitely, yeah.
And that was Dermot Fleming.